Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Ayin Hey. We are on Ayin Dalam and Bays. Four words from the end of the Amid. Tana Rabbanan. So Tana Rabbanan. Omer Adam L'Chaveiro. A person can say to his friend, right? He can say to his friend, Haveni Kor Chitin. Lend me, a kor worth of wheat. V'kotzitz lo damim. And they do it the right way. They don't do sav b'sa. They say, and we'll evaluate how much the chitin is worth today. And I owe you. So the chitin is worth $100. I owe you $100. V'kotzitz lo damim. Based on the market price. So huzlu, if the price of wheat goes down, then why should he pay him back $100? And no saying lo chitin. He gives back another, equivalent amount of wheat. Hukru, but if wheat goes up, no sin demay. And then he can give the price. Right away the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Valo cuts us. They will cut this damim. I owe you this amount. What's going on here? Some Rav Sheisha says, this is what the end of the brisa means. Hachik amar. Im lo cuts us, if they did not put it onto money, right, they did not establish a price of that it's worth, then you're chayav now to repay chitim, which is a sa issue. So then huzlu, if the chitim went down, no tel chitov. Then the malva can take the wheat. Aval hukru, if the value of the wheat goes up, then you can't give back the wheat because that becomes an issur of ribis. You give back more than you borrow because the wheat was worth 100, now it's worth 150. Rather, if the wheat value goes up, no sin de mayhem. You can go and if it goes up, then you have to give the money as it was worth at the shas halva. But I just don't understand it. So based on this, then the issur of sub is on when you repay. In other words, the issue on the ribbis is only on the payment, not on the actual taking of the loan, because if it goes down, you can give back the wheat. But if it was an issue when you already made the deal, then how can you do that? Alright. Next Mishnah. Lo yomar adonch l'chaveiro haveini kor chitin v'ani eitin l'chol l'gorin. This is the whole, this is actually the source of Mishnah for the issue of sub is sub. Right? You can't tell your friend, let me borrow a kor worth of chitin, and I will give you back another kor of chitin lagoren, meaning when my food is ready, then you can take it, right? Because maybe at the time I repay the loan, the value of the chitin will go up, and it'll look like I'm paying you back more than I borrowed, which is an issue of ribis. Aval, but let's say Lobe has chitin in his rishus, just that he can't get it right now, or that the key is by his son. But Abal Omer Lo, the Lov can tell the Malva, Halveni, let me borrow this Kor Chitin, Acha Yovo Beni, O Acha Emsa Mavteach, until my son comes and until I find the key. Because since I have had the, Rashi explains that the Rashi in the Mishnah, he says, the Kevan de Yeshlo, Shafir Dami. Once he has it in his possession, Shafir Dami, it's fine. The Hasa Subsa is the Rabbanan, who it's only in the Rabbanan, the Lav Neshach Darais, it's not even Neshach Darais. So if the guy actually owns the saw that he's going to repay, it's as if it's already in the possession of the malva. It's almost like they made a trade, like a barter trade. It's in the possession of the malva. So if it goes up in value, it's not a ribis because it's going up in value in the possession of the malva. But Hillel Oser, but Hillel says you can't do that. Hillel, the Maharaj Chayes tries to go through to figure out whether or not this is actually Hillel, who was the times of Shammai, Hillel Zakein, or was the later Hillel. His main issue is because we say that Hillel and Shammai had three machlokos. Now you have Hillel being cholik on Rabbanan as well. Maybe there's a fourth machlokos here. In the end, he tries to prove that this was Hillel Hazakein. So with Hillel Oser, he says even if you have chitim in besoch beso, you can't make this. This is much more stringent when it comes to sabasa. Okay, v'chein hayi Hillel Omer. Hillel used to have another chumra. Lo talve isha kika lechaverta. A woman cannot borrow or lend to another woman, loaf of bread. Knock on the door of your neighbor. Can borrow a dozen eggs. Can borrow a couple of eggs for a cake. Hillel says you can't do that. Ad shetaseh adamim. Till you establish the price that the eggs are worth, and then you pay back the money, not the eggs. Maybe the value of the eggs is going to go up, and you pay back more. Right? Ad shetaseh adamim. Right, Shema Yukru Chitin, V'imsu Boslo De Ribis, because maybe the value is going to go up, and you're going to see that it's Ribis. We'll see if we pass him that way. Look at. He could give you a. Let's see if we pass him that way. See what the Gemara says. A few things. Right, he said this whole thing that Sar Sar Basar is mutter as long as you have it in the house. So the Mukayot, the Taz, says that the Malba doesn't even have to know that at the time of the loan, the Lova has it in his house. Right? Even if he doesn't know, he can do it because he really has it. I said, how that works. The Bach says you have to know because the whole issue of Sar Sar Basar, the Bach makes more sense to me. The whole issue of Sar Sar Basar is that you have it, that you may come to. I guess the same thing. The question is maybe when is the Isser? Is the Isser at the time of the loan or is it the time to pay back? If this is the time to pay back, so who cares if you knew whether you had it or not? But if maybe it's the time of the loan, you have to have it to begin with. Fine. The Gemara now says, Zemar brings machlokas, but didn't have how much saw do you have to have? Right? We say that by Havas Sabasaf, you have chitim in your base, so it's mutter. So how much chitim in your house do you have to have? So Amar Rav Huna says, Yesh lo sa'a, lo v'saf. You have one sa'a in your house, you can borrow one, not one sa'a. So sayim, lo v'sasayim. If you have two sa'a, you can borrow two sa'a. Right? Rav Yitzchak Omer says, no, I feel like yesh lo sa'a, even if you have only one sa'a, lo v'alei kama korin. You can borrow a lot of kor against the sa'a. So I guess it's like, according to the first mandamer, you say, what are you talking about? It's an equal trade, one for one. According to the other mandamer, it's not like it, because the first guy says that maybe look at it as a real barter, as a real exchange. So if this is earmarked for one lender, it can't be used for another lender. The other guy says, no, it's just a sort of some sort of legal fiction in order to allow you to take the sa'a, because sa'a is only the rabbanon. So as long as you have a way out, you have a way out. So machlokas though is the Tosis brings out a machlokas. What can you do it? We end up passing like Rav Yitzchak. So can you do it all in one? Can you do it all in one shot? Almost like the din by bittul. Can you eat them all in one shot? So he brings down. He says the Tosis less hilchos like I say. He says veneer the hashla kaimelon kiri Rav Yitzchak that feel she ain't no elo saw even when you have one saw lo ve'meinu kama korin, right? Because we have a brayso derpchi that's misayeli. The Rivan explains perish to be yachad ein yochel lahalvos elo kamosha yeshlo. If you only can't do it all at once, you can't. If I have one saw, I can't lend you a thousand korin against that one saw. I can lend you one saw, then another saw, each time against it. And the Tosos in the end, he says, the end, miyo near the insur from datek elokei harbi b'vasachas. The Rebbe Yitzchak, you can do it all. You do all at one shot. So you have to give masbe that machlokas. So now Gemara brings a brisa that supports Rebbe Yitzchak. Tanya Rebbe Chia, l'seyuei le Rebbe Yitzchak, tifus yain ein lo, tifus shemen ein lo. You're talking about the Brisa says that you're not allowed to lend wine, borrow wine from your friend in order to pay back wine if he doesn't have a drop of wine or if he doesn't have a drop of shemen. So Mashma of the Gemara says, Ha Yeshlo, had he had even just one tipa, one drop, lo v'la kama tipin. Then you can borrow a bunch of tipin to get rid of the saw, even one drop. And that's exactly like Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that one saw you can borrow many korin. Okay? The Hillel Oser, and Hillel says that it's Oser. Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kedibra Hillel. The Halacha is like Hillel, that you're not allowed to, even if you have the payers in your house, you can't lend out Saw Bissaw, unless you set a price. But the Gemara then says, Vilez Hilchus like I say, we don't pass in like him. We don't pass in like Hillel, we don't pass in like Shmuel. Now, so the Halacha is that, like the Tanakhama, that you're allowed to lend Saw Bissaw if you have payros Bissaw Peso. Okay? Next, v'chein, and this is what you asked before. V'chein, how Yehillel Omer lo salve isha, right? She can't borrow a kikar l'chaber te'achet hasadamim. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, zo dibre Hillel. These are the words of Hillel. Ava chachamim omrim, chachamim say lovim. She can borrow. They can borrow from each other. Stam uporin v'stam. They don't have to set a damim. They borrow a loaf of bread. They return a loaf of bread. Right. So and this brings it down from the base Yosef. That's even if she ain't low. In other words, you don't even need. I'm going to borrow a loaf of bread. Even if I don't have a loaf of bread, what do you buy? Right. So what do you buy? Maybe you have them somewhere else, so they're locked away. You don't have the key. Because now you don't even have to go. You don't have to deal with that. But there's an issue that comes up. It only says here if you pay back exactly what it is. What happens if you borrow a bottle of ketchup from your neighbor? So she gives you, you know, half a bottle of ketchup. You don't want to return. You don't want to return a half bottle of ketchup. So what do? You go to Gourmet Glot or whatever, and you buy a new bottle of ketchup. Then you return the whole bottle of ketchup. That's ribbis. Because you only borrowed half. That's not what the heter. The heter is only to return exactly what you borrowed. Right, so that's the thing. If it's matana, you see, when you give it to them, to say that it's matana.
Exactly. back.
But then why are you returning it? Then why do you know my wife always returns it? Why is she returning it if it's matana? So I say maybe it's like a deal, it's a system. You know, when you have I take from you this time, you take from me this time. We have a neighbor like that every time, back and forth. Come Friday night, piece of gefilte fish. This always taking out gefilte fish. Anyway, but you know, it's good. So you that always go back and forth. You have to be careful. But how we see soon also the Talmid Chachamim can borrow with ribbis. You have to sometimes if you say it's a matana. We said before also that you could give the bonus. It's a matana. It's a different story. But if once you start paying back. It's no longer matana, and if you pay back more than you borrowed, you know she gave you three slices of gefilte fish, and you give back a whole loaf. That could be ribbis. Okay, so we're in the middle of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. You have these bnei chabura. This type of chabura. Rashi says holchim baderech o yoshim b'vayis echad. Very, very makpid on themselves, right? Hamakpidim zed zed. They're not mochlim at even a little thing. So it seems, according to Rashi, they're doing this is taking place on Shabbos. So they're makpidim zed zed. So on Shabbos or Yontiv, what happens? They're sitting next to each other, and each one wants to borrow something from somebody else. But they're not very makpid, and this place takes place on Shabbos. So when they do this exchange, they're going to be over in Mishum Midah. They're going to end up measuring. Because they're very makbid, not allowed to measure on Shabbos. Umishum mishkal, weighing, not allowed to weigh on Shabbos. Umishum minyan, I guess this is about counting, right? Rashi Tosfos brings out a bein chanal. It's an umta dechol because it looks like masav matan if you start counting. Umishum lovin ruparim biyantiv. You're not allowed to lend and borrow on yantiv. Ukedivrei Hillel, and if you go according to Hillel, af mishum ribis. Even ribis will be an issue here. Right, so all these Tosfos, and they bring down what the different Yisurin are in Shabbos. The first one says, Over Mishul Mida, right, B'nei Chabura. He says, Perish Mitoch Shemakpidin Boin Li Dei Kach. Because at their Makbid, they're going to come to this Mida. Like Mishnah Beitza says, he says, Omer Adam Chaveru Mali Klizeh V'alo B'mida. Perish Shelo Yiskolo Shum Mida. Ukpeidosan Go Remes Lahem Lehiskir Kedei Sheyeh Mivur Yofim Mamu Shemeschai Lezeh. So they're going to come out and they're going to measure. Then Yishum Yishum Minyon, he brings down here, Peish Yishum Yichlanel. He says in the first wide line, Marishim Medaktek U'makbid Al Minyon, Vahab Uvdu Duchol, Kein Masa U'matan. And then he says, Yishum Lovin U'porin, next Yon, the Tosfos says, Asa Lom Lachaveru, Lashon Halva U'priya. You can't, you know, lending and borrowing on Yontif, Elo Yish Lomar, Lashon She'elu V'chazara. And in Divrei Hillel, Af Yishum Ribis. And the Tosfos explains over there also that may just be that dafka that only the that he sees the thing that Hillel's only asr is the makpidim, they are makpid on each other. But if someone was not makpid, then it's shari if they worked at it back into the mishnah. But all these tosim come and explain pshat in the gemara. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Yehuda, here's an interesting case also. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Talmidei Chachamim mutarim lilvo zeh mizeh beribis. Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to borrow from each other with ribis. I mean, I'm not sure this means real ribbis. If we make a loan, I borrow $100 and pay you back $150, a ribbis ketsutza. Must be talking about ribbis derabanan. My time, what's the reason? May the yadi the ribbis asura. The rabbanan know that ribbis is asur. Umatana hu de yahu ahdadi. And they're giving back a matana, like we said before. But I understand. Everyone knows ribbis is asur. You have to be talmud chacham to know that ribbis is asur. You know ribbis is asur. Anyone who did daf yomi for the past 2 weeks knows that ribbis. Anyone did that in the past 2 weeks doesn't know it's mutter anymore. They all know, but they all know the ribbis. So Talmud Chacham knows that ribbis is usser, and therefore what? I know it's usser to carry a chauffeur in the street on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Therefore, I can do it. What type of heter is that? So I heard it saying that maybe it means that they know that it's usser, and they know the way to get out of it is to give it back with a matana. So who has real kavana to make it a matana? I give it back to you. Yeah, it's a matana. Do I really believe it? No, I'm paying back to you. I'm not giving you a matana. Maybe what it's saying is that they really have the right kavana that it's going to be a matana, and that's why they're allowed to do it. Just because it's us doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. They know the way to do it, and the way to do it in the proper fashion. Right. Okay. So Amar Leh Shmuel, and they'll give an example. Amar Leh Shmuel, Avu Bar Yehi. Shmuel said to his friend, Avu Bar Yehi, Halveni Meya Pilpilin, lend me, I guess, 100 peppers, right? The Meya of Esrim Pilpilin, and I'll pay you back after some time, 120. So this one is hard to understand. It's like Ribbis Katsutsu, let me borrow 100, I'll pay you back 120. V'arich. And he's allowed to do that. That's good. So, look at the Ramban, this word Ramban, bring down the Ramban, who says that when he did this, because it's derech kavod, when you return an item, not to count down exactly. So, just give it extra. Okay? And then he says, but he brings down here, the Meiri says, from here, from this Maaseh Shmuel, it's mashma tamid chamer, you're allowed to do even ribas ksutza, in the beginning of the halva. That's what the Meiri says, which is, to me, that's unbelievable. That's a din d'oraisa. They know that you have to do, pay back. He's setting the rate at the beginning. The Meiri says that's mutter. But the Magen Mishnah and also in the Darkin Mos, that's what they say. But the Ramban and the Ran and the Sefer Trumos, they say even the Talmid HaChachamim, there's no heter, only at the end. To add at the end, at the Sof Piron, to give up to like a fifth. Right? Otherwise, I guess maybe it's not around. To give up a fifth, that's a matana, because that's covered. So what happens over here? He says, basically, you have to reinterpret, Magen Mishnah says you have to reinterpret the Gemara here, when he says, Halveni mei pilpilin, and I'll pay you back 120, the Kavana means is, lend me 100 pilpilin, and maybe at the time of a Pirion, I'll give you back 120, because I won't be makpid, I won't be counting so much. But, I mean, the Meiri is shy in the Gemara, but it seems to be a very difficult thing to understand. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. In the end, everyone says, and we'll see you soon, it says, we don't pass in this way, and most of the Rishonim say that it includes the Talmidei Chachamim with Shmuel. We'll see. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mutlo L'Adam L'Havos Banav B'nei Beiso Ribbis. You're allowed to lend to your children and the people who sit at your table with Ribbis. So, Rashi and Shabbos explains because, you know, it's all his anyway. So whatever they return to you is yours anyway. So you just try to teach them a lesson. Why? Kedei lahat iman tam ribis. To let them taste the bad taste of ribis, to know how hard it is to pay back more, you know, how hard it is to pay P and I and pay, and only be paying the I for the first some odd years of your mortgage. It's hard, you know, you see how much money you pay back when it comes to ribis before you start breaking even. But the lav milsahi, but you know, the Gemara says, no, it's not, well, you shouldn't do that. Mishum to asig the misrach, because you mechoshes that maybe you're going to cause the opposite effect. I wish I was on the other end of the deal, that I can get all this money back by lending in with ribis. Okay? Right, so they said, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Yordaya Sim Kuf Sam of Sivchas, that it's asu lahavos beribis, you're not allowed to lend ribis, afil lebon bnei beso, even to your children, and even though you're not makbid, and they're going to give it back to you in the matana. It says that you can't do that. You can't. The same thing, you know, it's kozal maslam meikad, all these things. You can't do these. Don't teach lessons with isurim. Teach lessons and teach misodim chinuch. You know, teach lessons in a positive way. Okay. Next mishnah. Just the last. Yeah, the last mishnah in the parak. Some finishing. It's hard to say. You're finishing Ezu Neshach. You think like you're like exhaling. Finally finishing Ezu Neshach. It was tough parak, but got through it. So Amr, well, not yet, but we're almost done. Omer Adam lechavero nachesh imi. You tell your friend, you ask your friend, do me a favor. You come and you weed with me. You pull out your nachesh. I think it means you pull out the weeds in my lawn. Va'anachesh imcha. And tomorrow I'll go and do it in your field. That's fine because we're doing the same work. It's the same type of work. Adori me. Dig in my field. Ve'edor imcha. And I'll dig with you tomorrow. There's no shash ribis here because the two avodas are exactly the same. So you don't have to be choshish that one avoda is going to be harder than the other one, and therefore it's ribis. But I'm paying you back more than, because you did the work for me, I'm delaying doing the work for you, and because of that delay, I'll do more harder work for you. But lo yomar nachish imi ve'edor imcha. You can't ask him to weed with me and I'll dig for you, or odor imi manachish imcha, if it's different avodas, because since they are not different avodas, you'll be choshish that maybe one avodas is harder. It's harder than the other one, and then there will be ribis, because the fact that ribis would be that since you're doing it with me today and you allow me to delay working for you for one day, therefore I'm doing harder work for you. So only if it's the same work, only if it's the same level of work, then you can do it. Okay? Now the Mishnah says, as we turn to Ein Hamad Beis, Kol Yimei HaGarid. Yeah? My sukkah? Yeah, I have the easy lock sukkah and you have some massive wood one. Yeah, I don't know how to answer those questions. That's like, what are you talking about? You do me a favor, I'm doing you a favor. I can't do it with one person. I need two people. Can you help me out? I guess if you say, I'm not doing this as repayment, or have in mind, I'm not doing this as repayment for what you did for me. I'm not doing it. That's my tongue. You're doing it for me, and I'm doing it for you also, out of the goodness of my heart. Nothing to do with ribs. I'm saying, we get to it also, like saying thank you. There's a whole Shiloh. It's a whole big tumult about saying thank you. Shiloh, Moshe has a Shiloh.
where someone lent someone else money, and with that money was able to print a sefer. Can he write in the beginning, thank you so much to so and so? Rav Moshe says no. You can't say, so you're saying thank you. You're saying thank you for something. So God gives me. So they say that, you know, Moshe says no. A lot of Mishchazan. He says you can't say thank you if the guy lends you money. The guy something. Shlomo Zalman's quoted as saying, what are you talking about? Thank you's not. It's midos. You say thank you. Some people say that. Some people say Rav Shlomo Zalman was chozer later. It's written in the book that he was chozer. It says in the back here that he was chozer. But it makes it. Some people say it. So you have kavana that you're saying thank you, and not saying thank you for the loan. I'm saying thank you for the fact that you are matriach yourself, and now you're out the money, and I appreciate that. Baal Mido says thank you. We had the whole thing from a Putner about what thank you means. That I recognize that I'm missing something without you. I'm recognizing that without you, I couldn't get by. You don't say thank you. I find that mind boggling. I find that being very frum. But that's all the posts can say that. So we have Rosh Hashanah, and you say someone lets you, you know, I go into the vending machine. I need to borrow a buck because I need to borrow quarters. It doesn't take a dollar. Thank you. No, over in Mr. Rivas. Seems to be, yeah. Yeah, fine. So I knew I'm not supposed to be a nice person, so you don't say thank you. But you know, but halacha over trumps that. It's very, very, to me that's very difficult. A lot of this stuff is very difficult. So some people say, what you should do is you say Yashakayach. You say I cut it, but then Rasul Zalman says, you should say, you know, that Hashem should give you a bracha. So Rasul Zalman says, that's clearly ribbis, because now you're giving a bracha for the loan. So he says, maybe say Yashakayach, all these things, but it's just very, very, very difficult for me to understand that. Okay. Kol Yimei HaGarid, all the days of the dry season, of the summer, it's Ke'echad. And Kol Yimei Revi'a Ke'achas. You have to remember, the times of the Gemara, they didn't work. Some people work 9 to 5, others work 9 to 9. They didn't work a day. They worked sunrise to sun, you know, from light to dark. That's when they worked. So in the summer, it was more work because it was lighter. In the winter, it was less work because it was, so you can't, you can, so just because, but in the beginning of a certain time, of the summer, the day's longer. Nah, the whole summer is one thing. You work for me one day in the summer, you work for me next day in the summer, there's no ribbis for the extra time. Right, again, this was ribbis to Rabbanon, so I guess they can figure out different ways. But, lo yomer lo charoshim ibegari, you can't tell somebody, you work with me in the summer, v'ani ech roshim chob revia, and I'll work with you in the winter. Because working in the winter is harder, number two, it's shorter. So work cuts both ways, but there might be a ribbis issue over here. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Leo says, this is where we get to the thank you issue. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Yesh ribbis mukdames, v'yesh ribbis mucheres. There's early ribbis and there's after ribbis, post deal ribbis, ribbis mucheres. Okay? Ketzad, what are the cases? Nasan ein of lilvos hemeno. I need this guy, I want to borrow money from Menachem. He's not going to give me money, so I soften him up. I send him flowers, I give him some stuff. Then I come the next day and say, can I borrow $100? Right? Ketzad, nasan ein of lilvos hemeno. V'hu mishaleach lo, you send a matana, v'omer, and you say, v'shvil shetalveini. I lent this to you. The question is whether he says this out loud, or he says this, you know, in his heart. I gave this matana in order that you lent to me. Zohi ribbis mukdemes. This is early ribbis, and it's asur midrabanan. Now, lo v'himenu, let's say I borrowed from you. V'hechzir lo esma'osav, and I returned the money. And v'hu mishaleach lo, and then I send you a matana. V'omer, and he says, again, the same machlokes, whether he says this out loud, or he says this to himself, because for the money that you had that was sitting idle by me, you weren't able to use the money. Zohi ribbis meucheres. This is late ribbis or post loan ribbis, and that's also usser. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says yesh. There's also ribbis derabanan when it comes to ribbis devarim, like we said before. Like this ribbis devarim. Lo yomer lo. The lova can't say the malva da ki bought ish ploni makam ploni. You should know that you have this business. This guy is interested in buying stuff. You should always come into town. You can make a good business deal. And he would not have said that otherwise. He wouldn't have told him. Turn higher. He wouldn't have told him otherwise about this guy coming in. He only told him because he let me alone. He gave me a loan. So that's ribbis. That's ribbis derabanan. That's ribbis devarim. Okay. So right. So I said before there was a machlokas. So the Torah in Kuf Samach says that this ribbis is only usher if you say befeirish. That the reason why I sent you this present is because of the money, right? But the Ramah passes that even Bistam is mutter. That's how the Ramah passes. Okay, fine. But Elu, now the Mishnah is going to end up saying what who
who in the ribbish transactions over what Yisurin? The Elu Ovin below Sase. Who, these are all the people when it comes to a ribbish transaction, they're over on a lav. Right? They're over Hamalva, the Malva is over Yisurin, the Lova is over Yisurin. This must be going back to ribbish Doraisa, because I think we said by ribbish Dorabanan there's no Yisur on the Lova, right? I think that we said that. So Amalva the Alova, the Arev, we mentioned that before, the guarantor is also over on Rivas, the Edim, the Chachamim Omer Rapa Sofer, even the Sofer who wrote the Shtar is over in a Lav. What are the various Lav that they are over? So over Mishum Lo Sitein, right? Pasuk says, Kasbecha Lo Sitein Lo Beneshech, Umishum Al Tikach Meito, Neshech Tarbis. And the third one is Mishum Lo Siya Lo Chenoshe, and Umishum Lo Tesimun Alav Neshech, Umishum, the last one, I don't know why that one quotes the whole pasuk. There's an issue of lifnei iver here, which is a strange to me. It's strange, it's odd type of application of lifnei iver, because everyone knows lifnei iver means you do something where the guy wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. But here he's borrowing money; he could go to I don't know. Lifnei iver works here, so I guess he's saying that lifnei iver without me, this transaction would have gotten done, so therefore I'm over lifnei iver by forcing you to get into a situation where you'd be over the iser. But it's not straight iver denar. Or the guy standing right here to make the loan. I don't know how lifnei iver works over here. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, minayin l'noshi b'chaveiro money. Let's say you owe me $100, right? And the lobe is not rogil, ain't a rogil a haktim lo shalom. You typically don't give me the time of day. Now that I lent you money, you're going to start saying shalom to me. How do you know that's usul a haktim lo shalom? Now you're not allowed to give me shalom because of the loan. Because basically, how do you know that there's ribbis devarim? Where does ribbis devarim come from? Talmud Lomer, let's read the whole pasuk. It says, lo soshich lachicha neshech kesef neshech ochel neshech kol davar asher yishach. So from the word davar, it says afilu divor aser, even ribbis of divor is aser. Is that a din deraisa? I'm getting that from a pasuk. Is that din deraisa or is it din derabanan? I don't know, ribbis ketzutz is aser deraisa. So maybe this isn't a smata, different type of a smata that we learned the rest of the parent. But maybe it's just an smata. Right. So he says, brings here that the sefer Chumash says a ribbis derabanan is aser mi derabanan, but that's just a smata. But they bring down from the Rivash in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, that according to him, it's an Isser Doraisa. So this is a machlokas Rishonim as to whether or not this Ribbis Devarim is Doraisa Derabanan. Okay. Yeah, I know, that's what I said before. But if you're only greedy, this guy never did it. He never gave me the time of day. He's only doing it because you gave me the loan. He only do it. Well, I don't know what happens. Sometimes it happens. I don't like the guy. He's such a. I hate him. I can't stand this guy. You know what? I misjudged him. He's a nice guy. He gave me a loan. He's a nice guy. I just misunderstood him. I'll start treating him nicely now. Not because he gave me a loan, because I misunderstood him. We can always figure out a way, like we're saying, always figure out a way that it's not necessary. So what happens now after I pay him back? How long do I have to wait after I pay you back that I can be nice to you? A day? 30 days? What's the time period? I'm not saying this to be facetious. I don't understand what the limits are.
I don't understand the whole thing, because if you think about it, it's pure mental.
Yeah.
By sending him up some flowers afterwards, thank you so much for doing the favor for me. You just caused, you're doing exactly the opposite of what they want.
You're being a cup we're told.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I guess maybe there's a time period where you can't, you know, do it. You know, I paid you back yesterday, I can't give you flowers that same day.
I agree with the flowers because it's ribbons, but I don't get the thank you.
See, good.
You have some problem sending flowers because it's ribbons.
Yeah, I hear it,
but it's mental.
But does that imply if anyone
not
does
mentally, who, the Torah said.
Not mentally. But it's not the Torah, it's the Rabbanan. This is the difference in the Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan.
I'm kidding.
But if you were right, if the Torah says one thing, that's fine. But isn't it in the Rabbanan that's coming up? But what about, is it only with a loan? You know, what if, you know, the guy helps, if the guy helps, like you said, the guy helps with the Mashlokah, can I say thank you? Is that, or is it only if he lends me money? I don't know. Look at Rabbi Reisman's book. He's got that 465 Laws of Rivers, that green book. It's unbelievable in there. He talks about the prepayment plans for the camps.
What
he says it's a shaila. He says it's an issue. He says there are heterium, you have to work it out. I was flipping through it in the Svarim store. I wasn't going to go through the whole thing there. That may be an issue of Gesell, but
that's no problem.
I won't. Yeah. Unfortunately, for some people it's not. Okay. Let's finish up in a couple 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
The Elu Ovrin, right? The Gemara said these are people who are over by Los Hase. So the Gemara now explains which lav each one is over. So Amar Habaye, remember we had a list. We had a list of five lavim in the Mishnah. So Amar Habaye, Hamalve over Bekulan. The Malve is over on all five. The Lov is over on three, right? It's Mishum Lo Sashich Lachicha, Ulachich Lo Sashich, Olifne Iber Lo Sitein Mikshol. So which one was he not over? It's Kaspecha Lo Titein, I guess. And Lo Tia Lo Chenosha. Those are talking about Malve issues, right? The Lifnei Iver Lo Sishim, right? So then the Areva Edim Ein Over Elo Mishum Lo Sisimun Alav Neshach. The Arev and the Edim are only over Lo Sisim Alav Neshach. Wow, interesting. They're not over on Lifnei Iver. Right, so he brings down the Ritva, he brings down the Ritva here, he says, they're not over Lifnei Iver because the Malv and the Lover would have been able to borrow the money even without the Arev or with other Edim. They're not essential to the transaction, so they're not over on Lifnei Iver. But the Tosas brings down, Tosas Dimaso Arev says that if the Malba didn't want to lend without an Arev or an Edim, then they are over Lifnei Iver. Because even though he could have theoretically done it without them, in this instance he wanted to do it with them, and therefore they are over Lifnei Iver. Tosas Dimaso Arev. Okay. What about the Sofer? Does it say what the Sofer is over? Doesn't say what the Sofer is over. Okay. Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says, Malbe Ribis, Yosem Imarshim Arvichim Avsidin. More than, they'll lose more than they think they're going to gain. Right? Below owed, and not only that, because, what? Yeah, I don't know why, but here we learned this on Ayin Hay already. We said that the Mal Ribis Nechseya Mit Motitin. We said, learned it already. Right, we learned it every year here. I don't know. But maybe here you have to say, because you say, look at all this interest I'm getting in, you should know that you're going to lose it all. Below owed, Ella, Masinu Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham V'Toraso Emes, meaning they're kind of kofar with Moshe, it's a Lashon Sagi Nahar. Right, they're mara that with their meisim that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a chacham and his Torah wasn't true because the omrim ilu hayodei Moshe Rabbeinu shayir revach v'davar lo yekoso. They would basically say, had Moshe Rabbeinu really known how profitable it is to take interest, he never would have written this isser. To me, this is wild. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it. Hashem told it. Okay, that it's sort of the saying that you're basically a kofar by Torah if you take rivas. Ki asar Rabdimi, when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar, he says, Minayim l'noshe b'chaveru mana. Let's say this is just a slam loan, right? And the guy owes you money. V'yodeya she'ein lo, and you know that the lover doesn't have the money to pay you back. She'asar l'avar l'afonav, you can't go to him and say, pay me back, where's my money, right? Why? Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Im kesa talvez ami es ani imach lo siyelo kenosha. Right, you can't pester him, right? You can't look as if you're being nosha him by that you're going in front of him and reminding him constantly that you owe him, that he owes you the money. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, the Ami Tarvaya, they both say, Ki ilu danu bishnei dinam. If you do this, right, you get punished for two onshim, two punishments. Shenemar, hir kafta enosh l'roshenu, banu va'eshu v'mayim. It's possible to heal him samach vav yud beis. That you learn from here that when someone's kafta enosh, I guess that's where they get the nosha, right? Then it says, if you walked into fire and water, I mean, you're punished based, you have a punishment of fire and water. I think that's how you translate it. What do you mean? But what we're talking about here with the Malva is going after the Lova.
The Lova is like he's being punished by fire and water.
Oh, by you doing that to the Lova, you're punishing him in fire and water, and that's why you're not allowed to do that. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kol mi sheyish lo maos umalva osan shelo be'edim. This is another extension of Lifnei Iver. Anyone who has money and loans them to somebody else without edim, over mishum Lifnei Iver lo sitein mikshol. It's an issue of Lifnei Iver because you're going to cause that maybe the lova will be kofar by the hava. That's Lifnei Iver. I don't know. There was no issue yet. The issue is only when he's kofar. How's that Lifnei Iver now? That Lifnei Iver of kfir v'kadon is the Lifnei Iver. I mean, what type of Lifnei Iver is that? The Reish Lakish Omer, Reish Lakish says, not only that, Gorim Klol Atzmo, you cause a curse to be laid upon you. Shen Emar, the Pasuk says, Te'alemna Sifse Shaker, Hadovros Al Tzadik Osak. In other words, you curse the person who's Motzi Lazan Al Tzadik. And most people think that the guy, there's no star, they don't know that the guy lent him money, so you're telling them that he owes me money, you're going to be Motzi Laz on him, even though it's not really Laz, and people are going to curse you. I think that's how you touch it. Okay? So now, you're not allowed to lend without edim because the possibility exists that he's going to deny the loan. So it's Lifnei Iver. At what point? When is it ever? I don't understand. If you're allowed to do something, how is it? There's no isser, right? Is there an isser of lending without edim? It's not an usser.
So how does it overlift Na'iver? Where is there something that's allowed to do when you overlift Na'iver for doing it? What are you doing wrong? What are you being? What are you doing? Lift the ever? You're doing.
The consequences could be. Yeah.
That's not lift the ever. Lift the ever is I cause you to do an aver. Right. I cause you to do an aver. Number one here, who says he's going to deny? Number two, what I'm doing, I'm lending you money in a heter fashion. No, you look at the bottom. I'll finish the first. I don't know. So Amrle Rabbanan Ravashi. Rabbanan said to Ravashi, Kamakayim Ravina Ko Mada Amad Rabbanan. They were praising Ravashi. You said Ravashi is. Where is that? El Imkein Yish Shashi Yachor Bemezid. Yeah, and he brings that for me. He's a glazer. There's no chiluk between this. No, so even but it's okay. So even so, how does that work? I thought lift neiver is I'm causing the neiver in that. Okay, fine. Maybe it's a different type of neiver. Maybe it's not. Okay. So Rabbanan said about Rav Ashi. Rabbanan said to Rav Ashi that Ravina is Makayim. He's Makayim all the chumras. He doesn't miss anything, right? He keeps everything that the chumim say. So Rav Ashi now is going to check Ravina, which means, what do you mean? What's he going to check him for? This is weird also. So Shalach Le, he sends to Ravina, Bahani Panya Damali Shabbos, right before Erev Shabbos, he sends to him, Vishadli Maras Arzuzi, lend me $10, right? The Israme Li Katina the Arul Mezma, because I got a good deal that's going to close up right now. I need the money right now. Lend me $10 right now. Send me the money. So Shalach Le, Ravina sent back to Rav Ashi, Nase Marsa Hadiv Neftaksava. I don't want to be over this lifting the Iver issue that we just talked about. Send witnesses. Right, I'll lend you the money with Adim. So Shalach Le, Rav Ashi, it's Erev Shabbos, and they can go back and forth like this. I guess they had enough time in Erev Shabbos. So Shalach Le, Afilu Ananami, even me? You're worried about me? That I'm not going to pay you back, that I'm going to deny it? Me? So he says, yeah, he says, Kosher came. Shalach Le, yeah, Adraba, Kosher came Mar, definitely you. The Tarib Begirse, because well, you learn all day, and Mitzule, and then maybe you'll forget about the Halva'ah, and then when I'm going to be tovei you, you're going to deny it. The gorim klal atzmi. That's going to cause the curse to me. He doesn't talk about I'm going to be overlifting the ever. He talks about the gorim klal atzmi. Number two, you see from here that the talmid chachamim. And if you're really busy in when you're learning, sometimes you forget a little bit what's going around. So you got to give some, you got to give some leeway to certain people when they in the learning. Okay, so turn around. But again, you see here he doesn't quote the lift the ever issue. He only quotes that I'm gorim klal atzmi. So. The whole point was okay, whatever. You got the question. Tana Rabbanan, we'll finish up. Shlosha, we don't have a minute, so we can finish. Shlosha, so Akin, three people, right? They screamed to Beis Din on what happened to them. The Eino Nenim, but they're not going to be answered. I guess Klap Yishmai because they caused the Nezek to happen to themselves. Who are they? Elohen, Mishi Yishlo Mo Sumav Osun Shlo Beidim, and then the end. The guy's Kofir, right? Vakona Adam Laatzmo. The Rosh explain what that is, and the third one, Mishi Yishlo Moshelislo. Whoever the wife rules over him. They bring down that he has such a big suba, he can never divorce her. It doesn't seem what pshat the Gemara is. Whatever that means. Right, so what's kona adon la'atzmo? Mahi. So three answers. Ika d'armi, tola nechasav v'nachri. Meaning he says that all his nechasim belong to this guy, so people won't think that he's rich. And then sometimes the nachri hears it and he takes the money. Okay, that's number one. Number two, ika d'armi, kosev nechasav levana b'chayev. He also doesn't want people to know how much he has, so he writes over all his assets to his children during his lifetime, and the children take the money, and therefore he doesn't have anything. So that's number two. And number three is Ikat Amri, talking about a person, Devish Le behind Maisa below Azilamata Achrisa. A guy who knows that he's got bad luck, his mazel is very bad in this place, and he doesn't move, he doesn't do Mashana Makam, Mashana Mazel, he stays here. So even though terrible things happen to him, but he's Soak, he's not Nene, because he should have seen the writing on the wall and moved to another place. Hajar Allah Ezu Neshach, and tomorrow I'll begin with the sixth parak. So have a good day and an easy fast.